My happiness costs me $642 a month, but it's worth it. Around 4 days ago, I finally decided that I was going to get checked out for something. And as it turns out, I have a very, I've got something that I'm going to get into in a second, but long story short, I was having some serious problems in my life that were really starting to bother me, and I went and got checked out, and as it turns out, there was more going on beneath the surface, and in order to be able to function, I'm going to have to pay a lot of money every month to take a medication to function, but it's worth it. I'm going to go ahead and get into it. So, and I'm very tired, so you're going to have to apologize because it's kind of one of the side effects. I'm going to spoil it a little bit. I have ADHD, and I kind of always knew that, but it never got to a point where it was really causing me to be unable to function. And the last year of my life has really, really, really proved that to me. And obviously, if you go back and actually listen to all the stuff I've said on this channel up to this point, you'll notice that there's that repeating pattern. You know, you can hear it in just my voice and my thoughts and my feelings, that something is beyond just the conversations I'm having, that something is wrong. And that's because something was wrong. I was in extremely dysfunctional environments that really maximized my some situations within myself where I was able to function, but over time it got harder and harder and harder to function. And I'll sort of save you the sob story. Long story short, in the last week I was trying to get some work done, and I was journaling. I was writing, and when I was writing, I was essentially just journaling just to kind of try to heal my brain. I wrote probably like 10 pages of writing. And over the course of like a day, it wasn't just quick, but it was writing. And like the whole time I was really focused on it, I was writing about what I wanted to do and what I wanted to get done and what my goals were and all that stuff. Well, the next day I came back to read what I wrote. I couldn't understand any of it. And when I say that, I don't mean that the words weren't correct. They were correct. I could not read them. It was like you put your, you know how you like wave your hand in front of somebody's face? It was like I could not process the words. They would go like, I'd read about 5 or 6 words and I would forget what I was reading and I'd have to start over. Like I said as well, because I had been focusing so hard when I wrote, it wasn't actually like logical words. It was like I was more just kind of like hyper, like I was just kind of getting it out instead of actually trying to like build a plan or anything. And so I really just kind of like found myself at a loss, because I said, okay, at this point where I'm really just struggling to function, I can't do this anymore. So I went ahead and went to the doctor. And I had a diagnosis for a long time, but I didn't even know. I actually forgot. Of course, I forgot I had it. But years ago, I had gotten diagnosed with something different. And they said, you know, there's a comorbidity with ADHD. And so they actually diagnosed me with that, too. And I had tried a different medication years ago. But I had tried a stimulant called Concerta a couple years ago. And that worked for like 8 months. And then I got off it. And I didn't. And I was in college during the time. I have not needed medication for a very long time because I've been able to function up to this point, but I've been dealt some pretty terrible hands recently, and essentially I'm at the point now where I'm like, I need to just go do this. So I go ahead and I get a medicine, and the guy I talked to is fantastic. The MD I talked to is great, and long story short, he was able to really kind of work with me on some things, and he said, here's what we're going to do. We're going to give you a medicine called Strattera. And or atomoxetine is the name of the medicine. We're going to give you this, and we're going to have you focus on it for a couple of weeks. And it's going to be kind of strange because it's not a stimulant, but we're going to give you this medicine, and you're still going to have to train your functioning, and you're still going to have to do some work on your own. But we're going to have you do this. And I was like, okay, well, that's what I want, because I didn't really want a stimulant. And so he gives me this medicine, this prescription. I go to pick it up from the pharmacy, and it was $642 before insurance covered it. It was $642 for a month of this medicine. And I said, and I about fell out of my seat. Thank God insurance covered some of it, but it wasn't my insurance. It's my parents, because I'm not 26 yet. And so in less than a year, if I'm still on that, it's going to be $642 a month, because no insurance I can pay for is going to be able to cover that probably. So I'm freaking out, but I decide I'm going to try it. I take the medication, and it absolutely blew my mind, completely changed my mind. Completely changed the way I was thinking, what I was feeling, all that stuff. And I want to keep this episode concise, and so I'm not going to go super in detail with that, because I have so much time, you know, where I can make daily episodes on other stuff, and so I'm not going to waste your guys' time. But I will say that the effect of this medication was so effective for me that I had a complete sort of like a framework shattering. So, you know, you got your worldview and I have mine, and we sort of look at the world from our perspective, and we have certain beliefs and values and all those things. And my values with this medicine absolutely were shattered in just a matter of hours, because I believe certain things about myself, about the world, about everything. And it only took one cure or one instance for everything to either to not only, let's say, make sense, I guess you could say, but also for me to be able to function. Long story short, this medicine fixed every single problem I was having. I mean every single problem. And I was baffled. And like I said, I can maybe get into it in another episode, because I'll sort of elaborate on that. I want to be more concise here, but currently I'm on it. It's going to wear off soon, which is why I'm doing it at the end of the day, because I want to do this before it wears off. But long story short, with the medicine, for those who do not have ADHD, picture if you lived your whole life without glasses and you were blind, like, you know, like you needed glasses, but were blind, but you didn't know how to articulate that you were blind and that you needed glasses. You just were nearsighted or farsighted or whatever. You just couldn't see. And so you tried to function by getting around the problem, because glasses, you didn't know glasses existed, but you couldn't see. And so let's say I actually need glasses, so I'm nearsighted. Well, let's say that I go through my life by solving the problem by taking objects and putting them near my face, or by squinting really hard when people are far away, right? I sort of band-aid the problem by coming up with intelligent solutions and systems to function. But the problem is, there does come a point where it's like, at some point, those systems fail. And when you build those systems for yourself to function, when you have a dysfunction or a condition or something you don't know about, eventually they fail and you're left with like, well, what do I even do? And when you get the help you need for that problem, your worldview crumbles. It's like being given glasses at 25 years old. You're like, I lived my life squinting. I lived my life, you know, putting things close to my face. I lived my life not being able to see people from far away. And now my whole world has changed, because every issue that I had and every system that I built for myself to function is just shattered. I'm just going to live my whole life differently as of now. I'm going to talk differently, think differently, speak differently, live differently, function differently, schedule my day differently. And when you have such a violent, I would say, framework shattering, it just totally changes your world. And you're like in a dazed, confused mess, because you're like, I just said this to my sister-in-law. She's amazing. I just said this to her. It feels like you're at a graduation party and a funeral at the same time. It's the most sanguine, poignant, frustrated, exciting, disappointment-ridden experience, because you're just like, I didn't know that all these things could be fixed so quickly. But at the same time, it sucks that it took this long to get here, if that makes sense. It took a lot of pain and suffering and frustration and agony to get here. And there's going to be a lot more episodes where I talk about this that are going to be more connectable with people that don't have ADHD, because I just don't want that to become what this is all about. But I will say that I, where specifically in the ways that changed my life, my anxiety is gone. It is gone. But it's not gone because it's mellowed. It's because my brain has gone quiet. Instead of hearing hundreds of thoughts a second, and trying to figure out which one is the most stimulating and then going with that one with no impulse control, it's quiet. And I get to actually rationalize and decide and articulate my thoughts before I say them. And I'm hoping it's obvious as I talk, because I've slowed down a lot. I'm learning how to talk differently now. My impulse control is significantly better. Hyper-focusing is gone, and that's what I wanted. Hyper-focusing is gone. Stimulation isn't really a thing anymore. So like if you put in front of me like YouTube to death scroll, I don't really feel as excited about that. But this is what I wanted. And the reason is because I wanted to be able to function normally. And one other last thing is it made it so that my I'm able to be more present minded. I used to go for walks and hang out with my wife and go do things, and I would be not in the present. I would be in my head thinking about something completely different. And if I had a conversation with somebody, as a sort of side example, but it's similar. If I had a conversation with somebody and they were talking to me, I couldn't focus on the conversation for more than maybe 30 seconds unless I was really engaged in it. And if I was really engaged, I took over it because, like I said, I just didn't have any impulse control and I wasn't even aware that there were impulses being sort of shot out of my system. And so this is all gone. There's just any thoughts I have, I can filter them. I can filter them well. My mind is quiet. I can sort of, I spent probably 3 to 4 hours a day in nature. And it's the, like the fourth day I've been taking this medicine. The last few episodes you've seen were kind of uploaded and scheduled out. So this is the day you're seeing this, the day this is uploaded. I'm recording this the same day. But I've been in nature for 4 hours today because I can hear the birds and I sort of am excited to hear the birds, to touch the grass, to like feel the wind. Like it's hard to explain what it's like to experience those same senses, but to not have them remotely affect you. And for me now, they affect me. I'm like in nature going, oh my gosh. And it's not stimulating. You see, it's not like I drank a cup of coffee and I'm excited. It's just that this medication functions by omission. It cuts out all the crap that my mind was yelling and screaming at me, almost in like a schizophrenic sense. I wasn't, but it's just like it just calms down and my brain can actually just focus on the thing you put in front of me. And it's not, and you know, I sip a cup of coffee and then I can just go. And since there's no hyper focusing, I can pick stuff up and put stuff down and have no problem doing that. It's crazy. And the moral of the story, like I said, and regarding the title of the video is like, this ain't free. There's no free lunch. And it's really hard that this is going to cost me a lot of money. That being said, I would rather pay the money and be able to function and have the goals in the future that I want to have than to just sit around and be miserable. And I'm learning so much the last few weeks. I've just been learning so much about myself, about the world, about people and society and all that. And it's just like, to anybody out there that's just like struggling with something, like, oh my God, you're not alone, dude. Like, you don't know how many people out there are going through the same frickin' thing you're going through. And I just want to reach out and say that, like, you're not alone. Like you have no idea how, like, I think a lot of us are going through crap and we think we're by ourselves in it and we don't know what to do, but we forget that, like, it's, I don't know. I didn't really have a punchline with this one, but it was more that, like, I said months ago that being alive was worth it. And it is. It is worth it. And that has nothing to do with ADHD or anything. That has to do with the fact that being alive is worth it. And the fight to do that is worth it. Even if it is loaded with like loads of BS and unfairness, like the world being just unfair, you know, like, you know, I've been learning a lot of stuff and I'm not saying that I'm right by any means, but you will be hearing more about it from me as I go through this journey. Cause before it was originally just a journey of me as I sort of move towards my goals. But now you're going to be hearing the journey included in that of the lessons I'm learning as I return to a functioning human being for the first time in 25 years. I'm going to be able to hold conversations and enjoy the wind and the smell of the grass and the flowers, and to be present and to be able to filter my thoughts and to be able to speak what's on my mind and not have to worry about all the crap that I used to worry about. And it's a blessing. It really is. It is excruciatingly frustrating that it is as expensive as it is, but I don't know. My grandparents used to tell me that, you know, there's a will, there's a way, but it's true. And, you know, everybody's going through crap, man. Everybody's going through crap. It is not a question of what you're going through. It is a question of what you're going to do about it. And this is what I'm going to do about it.